Tonight's share is Simon Ratio Tess, If Ches, and Seif Tess. If Ches, the Kolcholi Sarach Levarech. We began by saying that a person who's ill and gets better says this bracha, he benches Goymel. So here the Chabad says that for any illness, he'll make the bracha. Afilu Eino Kholi Shalsakana, even if it wasn't a dangerous illness. Velo maka shalcholol, it wasn't an internal injury. Ela kol shalolo lemita v'yard, if he had to lay in bed and eventually was able to come out of bed, that's sufficient to bench goymel. Bipnei shedomeh kimisha ha'aluhu legardom, because the Gemara says someone who's sick in bed is like someone who's brought up to the gardom. What's the gardom? Perish. Ma'alot she'osin dayonim l'sheves kishedonim. These are the steps up to the bench where the judge sits in judgment. Lidon. So it's as if he's brought up, le gardom, lidon. It's as if he's being brought to judgment. So based on this, and I believe the Sfaradim paskin this way, if someone gets the flu and they get better, they bench gom, because they were in bed for a few days and they have to bench gom. Ve'ein hefrish ben sheyesh lo meichus kavua uba mizman lezban u'ben she'ein hakavana, it makes no difference if he has a chronic illness that comes back time to time or whether it's not. The Ramah says, "Ve'yeshayim." Others say, "No." The Einim of Varech Rak al Cholish Shish Pesakona. He's not going to bench Goymel for the flu. He benches Goymel if a person is deathly ill. Gon Makas Shacholol, an internal injury. Tor B'Shem Arayved Rav Yosef Chinogim Ba'Ashkenaz. That is the Minigan Ashkenaz. That he'll only make the bracha if he was dangerously ill and got better. Anyone who had to lay in bed, let's say he didn't have to go to bed at all. He has a discomfort, a small headache, or begrono, or sore throat, anything like that. Even this view says you don't make a bracha when he feels better. It's got to be that he has to lay down. It's as if he's brought to judgment. We don't know how his judgment will end up. The same is true with the person who's ill. Once he's laid up in bed, we don't know what the end will be. Many times, even though initially the illness was not dangerous, the besoif at the end, the illness could become stronger and it comes to sakana. When medicine was a little more primitive, infection could end up being deadly. Doesn't start that way, and all kinds of illnesses didn't have medications. What seemed like not a big deal can end up being a big deal. There's no difference whether it's a chronic illness or something which isn't. What's the law to say? Don't say, don't argue. If this is a chronic thing that comes from time to time, we know it's not deadly. They don't say that. It's the opposite. Perhaps if it comes from time to time, it gets worse every time. Even though he got better many times, so Hashem did for a miracle and healed him many times. That means he had special compassion from heaven. But he's not guaranteed it's going to happen all the time. But that is the answer of the Rashba in his Tshuvas. Or whether it's something which isn't chronic, it just happens. Under any circumstance, if he has to lay down because of the illness when he has it, he'll have to make a bracha when he gets better and is no longer suffering and feels better. The Ramah says no. It has to be a cholish ish b'sakana, like an internal injury, kumaka shalcholo. Or any other illness that is dangerous, deadly, kagon, kadachas, shakol haguf, shakorin, shoydurin, kavorbasin, shinchavches, he has a fever that affects his whole body, chills and fevers, ayin bar halocha, look in the bar halocha. Sifkon chavches, v'chei nohagam ha'ashkenaz, and that is the minig in Ashkenaz. Because of Magen Avraham writes, tiktsas nohagin, kisras mechaber, some people follow the mechaber, a low bar. Holds that way la halacha. Also writes, if his whole body is ill, Shekiyotz b'zeh mechal nefes a Shabbos, that they overgalulim, in such a case, we would allow a non-Jew to mechal Shabbos on his behalf. Mevorach ha-goyim will have to bench goyim. Vehevi came b'shem Radvaz, he quotes this in the name of Radvaz. Ukein zeh kosev gam kein hachay odem, chayodem also writes this, Asher kosev shem mikol makom lo yivorach elam kein nofa lemita lo pachas m'shosh yomim. But the chayy odem adds, he has to be in bed for at least 3 days. If he's in bed for 3 days, then that's ill enough to bench goyim. If the illness was a dangerous illness, then even in less than 3 days, he would also have to bench goyim. So the Mechaber has this lower bar, and the Rama says, no, it has to be more serious. And then there's different opinions about how we go on this. The Be'er Locha quotes the Taz that based on this Ramah, that it has to be a serious sakonadic illness, who adinam mutl mita yosef shosh yomim? He could be in bed more than 3 days. He's not going to bench goyim. Because it's less, if he got the flu and he's out for a week, he's not benching goyim. Some people do die from the flu, but most people don't. So if he's impaired in other ways, maybe, but if he's not impaired in other ways, so yeah, he was in bed for more than 3 days. But he's not going to bench goyim. If it doesn't meet this criteria of sakana or makas shacholol, then he's not going to bench goyim. Now the notes on the side try to put this into practical terms, and he starts off with orthopedic surgery for a broken bone. The stipend was mesupik if he'd bench goyim. Shlomo Zalman said he would bench goyim. Then he brings from El Yoshev that any time they use general anesthesia, they'll bench goyim. Local, not. So that was his gauge. If surgery required general anesthesia, that's a con already, and when they get better, they bench goyim, period. Se'if tes, hani arba, the four that we list in the beginning of the halachas, the person who was ill and got better, the person who got out of prison, and the hochi midbaris, hochi yam, lav dafka, it's not only those four. Do adin l'mishan aslanes, anyone who experienced a miracle, Gonchanafel of Kaisel, a wall collapsed on him. Onitzel midrisa shorg nikhoisov. He was knocked down, trampled with an ox or gourd, and he was saved. Osha Omarilov be'ir ayilatarfo, or all of a sudden the city, a mountain lion comes out to attack him. Omganovimbolo, or robbers came. Imshoyde Laila, these are bandits of the night. Venitzel, and he was saved. Chalkiyotzim is anything like that. Kulam tzvichin levarchan gom. They all bench goyim. V'yesh amasam say, she'em levarchan gom. No, you don't bench goyim. Elahani abadavka, only these four. V'tov levarch b'lez kar she'em malchus. It would be a good thing to make the brach without she'em malchus when you're in this gray area that's not the original four. There's a machlekes, does he bench goyim or not? Yesh the burst of kan chavtes. Im gadafim bo'olo. If robbers came, what's allowing me to say? It was dangerous. He might have died. We had this at the end of Simeon Ches. Sifkan Lamed. So the first sheet says Kulam Tzvichim Chulah. They all have to bench Kulam. V'yaf Al Pike. Nonetheless, Kishyegiel Amokum Shenasa Bohanes. When he comes back to the place where the miracle happened, Yivarch Gam. He also says the bracha. Sha'asli Nes Amokum Hazeh. Two separate halachas. V'ayim B'Simeon Reishul Ches Siftes. Look back at Simeon Reishul Ches Siftes. If it was a saving in a natural format, it wasn't miraculous in a supernatural way, so machloikis, does he make the bracha shasli nes or not? So the first shita holds, you make the bracha anytime he's spared. The second one says, no, only the four of the basic halacha. Mishom, Shemetsuim Yosef, those four are more common. Tekno Alein Birch Zagayim, so the Bracha of God was made for them. Masha'enkin Enoch, as opposed to the others we mentioned, the person who gets busy with the bulls and the wall collapse. She'enam Shechichim Ka, these are not common things. Ein Levarach Aleim Agom, not Kamech Goymel. El Bahani, the Nasa Nes Yivarach Shasli Nes, Kashigil Samakam, the one who experienced the miracle can make the Bracha Shasli Nes in this place when he comes there, but he's not Kamech Goymel. Umi shahalach b'derech. If a person is traveling, afilu shalol b'mekom segon. He's not traveling in a dangerous place. Ubo alav listim lahargu v'nitzal. Then bandits come to kill him, and he's saved. So it was more dangerous than he thought. L'kulyam mevarach birchas hagom, then everyone says he would bench kernel. So the Mechaber is like this. There's one shita, the stam, that you make the bracha no matter what. Anytime he's saved in a special way. The Yesh Omer says, no, only the four. So the Mechaber says, Tov, say the bracha Hashem Achas. Says the Mishnah Brura, V'achronim kasvu da'aminik kasvar rishona. The achronim disagree, and they say the minig is like the first shita. And that is what makes sense to make the bracha, even if it's not specifically the four cases. So if someone is saved from a collapse of a building, something like that, they're going to bench Gomel. We are going to bench Gomel more freely. We're going to follow the first view that anytime a person is saved from a dangerous situation, he's going to bench Gomel. Therefore, the notes point out, when Israeli soldiers return from active duty and they're in dangerous places, they bench Gomel. They bench Gomel. They're in a Malkum Masukun. They should bench Gomel. He says not any less than going to the Yam, and nothing happened at the Yam. You have to still bench Gomel. So too, when soldiers come back from combat duty, they have to bench Gomel. He also writes that what about a person who's involved in a traffic accident? So if the cars collided and he wasn't harmed, he didn't get hurt, he benches Gomel. V'chein da'asim nisim karelis. The Rishon Shlomo Zalman said that it depends if the passenger was struck. Did he bang his head? Did he bang himself? Then he would bench Gomel, but otherwise not. But I think the meaning is the first way. Moshe says, no, if the cars were in an accident, then he's going to bench Gomel. Right there, he'll bench Gomel. Then he says, what if at the last minute the driver swerved, was able to stop, and there was no collision? But it's a very close call. So he brings from Rabbi Nissen Karel, said Rabbi Yoshev, not to make the bracha. He's not going to bench Gomel. So when it comes to car accidents, basically it's like this. I always ask, was the car totaled or not? People go, don't bench Gomel, don't bench Gomel. If the car is totaled, I tell him to bench Gomel. The fender bender, probably not going to bench Gomel. But if the car is totaled, they're going to bench Gomel.